We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is Kits and Wagers. I'm Adam Zadroik, joined by Chris Owen for game week 33 in the Premier League. Fresh off some winning, some losing bets in Champions League. Fresh off an appearance at the Seattle Kraken home finale. Chris Owen, welcome to the show. Hours after being at the hockey game in Seattle there.
Thanks, Adam. You know, it's a big time at the end of the year here. Kraken are out of the playoffs. I just went to the game last night, but we're talking Premier League here this week, and a little short turnaround here in terms of timing here. It's 6:45 local. We're gonna get some bets off here, which is the most important thing. It's interesting game week here. We're coming off a big week of European play, so I think a few of the teams we're talking about are playing on another short week. Two games in 6 or 7 days, or I guess three games in like eight days,
probably.
Yeah, so a lot of these teams are going to be playing a ton of games here, a ton of minutes. Interested to see if we get a little rotation, but big week in sports. We're down to the nitty gritty on a number of leagues for NBA, NHL, Premier League here. You know, Europa League. Champions League, and then of course we have the Masters on. So it's a great time of the year to be a casual sports fan, or not even maybe casual. Maybe you're a very serious sports fan. But yeah, excited to get into it.
How's business
week going?
It's been all right. I put together a dumb little parlay in the Europa League yesterday, and it didn't win. So I lost some of my Wednesday winnings in Champions League. Look at these odds here. So last time Liverpool played, they could not win. They are now plus 225 to win the Premier League. Arsenal plus 175. Manchester City plus 150. I think it was last week where we said, if you weren't a Liverpool fan, you'd probably bet on one of these other teams. I guess I think Manchester City were like plus 200.
Yeah.
Arsenal were probably like plus 250 or something like that. So just one small result can change things just like that. So that's what the Premier League has going on for right now, and it's going to be a talking point pretty much the rest of the way. I was active yesterday. I did already post an article with more Premier League bets, so check that out on the site, as you can see here, rotowire.com/betting/soccer. Got an article right there. But we are talking three other matches, three more bets than what I wrote about here. And we got some relegation talk. We got some top six talk. And then we got Monday Night Football that we're going to finish on. But this first one, we got Saturday. We got six games on Saturday here. Nottingham Forest battling relegation here. Let me quickly look at the standings. Nottingham Forest are on 25 points. They're 2 points below Everton and then level with Luton Town, sitting in 17th and 18th place. So they're right on the cusp of being relegated here. Nottingham Forest are plus 115 to win. Wolverhampton are plus 245. The draw is plus 255. Look at the line movement here on this page if you're watching on YouTube or Twitter. We could see this last week. We had Wolverhampton plus 190 to win. Now they're plus 245 to win. So it looks like Nottingham Forest is getting some money, maybe partly due to Wolverhampton injury situation going on over there. Over 2.5 goals, minus 125. Under 2.5 goals, plus 100. So I guess the news earlier, I guess yesterday, we got news of Ryan Aitner-Ree hasn't been training because he has a calf issue. So there's just another player who is injured adding to the list. That said, Heechan could be an option from the bench. So while they're maybe losing someone, they could be getting someone back. Nottingham Forest pretty much as is in terms of their injury situation. So you need points in the spot if you're Nuno Espirito Santo, if you're Nottingham Forest. Can they get points is the question.
I think, I mean, points plural will be tough. I think a point is pretty achievable here. Looking back, is this the first time that Nottingham Forest have like had plus odds, or I guess not plus odds, but like almost they're plus 115 money line at home. I feel like it's pretty rare that they have that good of odds to win.
Well, it'd be against like home against Luton, Burnley, United.
Yeah. Any of the other lower tier sides, but I do feel like it's pretty rare here. I mean, while Wolves are not, you know, clearly not the best side, they're nearly a top 10 side. I think they're 11th, sitting on 42 points. So I feel like I would expect this to be more like Nottingham Forest, plus 150. I don't know. I don't know if I'm a standalone there, but you know, you look at the past couple results earlier this year, they played back in December. It was 1-1. It was Wolves at home. Last season they played twice, and 1-1 again, and then Wolves won that one at home. So it's like, there's no part of me that was like, yeah, Forest is going to win this one and take point or take all three. So I actually really like Wolves here to at least, like, you know, if you can, I think my bet here is I took Wolves double chance and over 1.5, and I got minus 120. It's tough for me to see Forest taking 3 points out of this. And then, you know, you toss in a little, you know, maybe it's 1-1 again or 2-0 to somebody or to Wolves. And I think it's a pretty good bet, but even despite a couple of the injury issues for Wolves, I see them going at Forest and taking points. I taking a point at least. So I don't know if you're on a similar train or completely opposite, but it's not like Forest is a, you know, much better side than Wolves here. I like Wolves to take a point.
Yeah, this would have been better if this was the final match we talked about, because I'm going a little bit off the norm here. This was the last bet I put in for this show. I have a correct score bet here, so we got plus 425 odds for correct score of 1-1. I was going to go a few ways. I looked at draw and I was like, oh, we just talked about this recently about the draw, sitting around 255 plus 255. And I was like, okay, I could do that. We never take the draw. But I was like, is this actually going to be a 2-2 match or a scoreless match? And I kind of think both teams will get one at some point. And I don't think they're going to get to 2-2. So why not just go to 1-1 plus 425 odds and see what happens. So yeah, I kind of agree with what you said. Nottingham Forest have had an interesting schedule lately where they've played a lot of difficult teams. But, I mean, you look at their last one of their last home matches, 1-1 Crystal Palace. They had the 1-1 against Luton Town, let that one slip away. Wolverhampton haven't really been playing that well, but some of that is schedule as well. I think both teams will get a goal. So I do think like something like both teams to score would be an option. Let me pull that up really quickly. I think it's minus 155. So it's not as good as I thought it was. But yeah, I guess your bet comes down to, do we actually think Nottingham Forest can get a win here? Can they beat someone? They beat Fulham in their last home match. Wolverhampton, a little bit of a different team. Playing, we'll see if they play off the counter against a team like Nottingham Forest. I guess I guess we can look at it like that. But when they played, I guess their last two matches were actually 1-1. So that's going in my favor. You know, yeah, I think you're leaning a little bit more on Wolverhampton. I think this is pretty even overall. I would, the one thing coming in my head when just looking at this match was like when Steve Cooper was their manager, it seemed like he always just like amped up the press, amped up his team for these home games at City Ground. But I don't know, Nuno is not really that kind of manager. He's always a little bit reserved. And like, I haven't really seen like the intensity out of this Nottingham Forest team that they had under Steve Cooper kind of a thing. So I wonder if that's another benefit here for Wolverhampton. But they are playing for their Premier League lives, so we'll see if they come out a little different than they have been at City Ground here.
Yeah, it should be interesting. The 1-1 bet is a spicy one that we've both kind of been mentioning these exact score bets, but none of us have had the spice to take it. So excited to see how this one plays.
They have been mentioned on prior shows.
We
just didn't take them. Yeah. I think on actually Wednesday's Champions League show, I ended with like exact score bets, and I added a 2-1. I had the 2-1 Atletico Madrid over Borussia Dortmund. So I think if you hit on that, you probably would have been, if you guessed on random scores for the other games, you would have been actually up on money by hitting that. But, you know, that's Champions League. So, yeah, I got 1-1 exact score here for Nottingham Forest against Wolverhampton. That's +425. That's gonna boost me above the $1,000 mark as we get close to as we are in the business end of the season. Chris has a single game parlay, Wolves double chance, and over 1.5 goals in the match. So that bet will actually hit on this one, +115. We got a couple bigger games here, just in terms of the teams, I guess, the teams that we're talking about. Arsenal still fighting for the title. Aston Villa are, I'm not sure how much Aston Villa are fighting for, but they are level with Tottenham. And I guess we'll see. It's kind of this new Champions League thing is kind of weird in that we don't know what league is going to get that extra Champions League spot, because we got to wait to see how successful these Premier League teams, these other teams are in European competition. So we don't know if there's going to be 4 spots or 5 spots for Champions League next season in the Premier League. So that like adds a wrinkle. I'm not sure how helpful it is for these teams, but nevertheless, another difficult spot for Aston Villa. We talked about them at Manchester City a couple weeks ago. Arsenal are -340 to win. The draw is +500. Aston Villa +800 to win. And over 3.5 goals is +120. Under 3.5 goals is -150. So Arsenal had the 2-2 result against Bayern Munich. Pretty much healthy. Aston Villa won against Lille 2-1 on Thursday. But they do have Douglas Luiz suspended for this game, which kind of adds to their issues here in the midfield. And when last time we talked about that Manchester City game, Aston Villa rotated a few guys. So we'll see what the rotation looks like here. Depends what if Unai Emery thinks, you know, they have a chance of getting a point out of this, or if he just kind of wants to advance in Europa Conference League kind of a thing. So what's your initial take here from this matchup?
Yeah, I mean, they played a very strong side, pretty much their A1 side. On Thursday against Lille, I mean, 3 days later on Sunday, I have to believe there will be some. I mean, Morgan Rogers probably comes off the out of it. I don't know who they throw in on the left, but
well, they put Zaniolo in, who had the who was at fault for that first goal against Manchester City on the wall.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see who they trot out here. So I mean, we're two days ahead of time here, but yeah, I mean, 2-1 over Lille, and then last weekend was it 3-3? They were up 2-0 on Brentford, and then Brentford come back. They're up 3-2, and then I think Watkins grabbed a late equalizer, but that was points drop for them for sure. I'm interested. I mean, Arsenal obviously coming off a big week. Would you characterize that result against Bayern at home as disappointing, or just like happy to have it at a, you know, at an even keel here?
Well, I think that, I mean, they have to go back to Munich and and win, basically, unless they, you know, get the PKs kind of thing. But the two goals allowed, you know, the first one was just a defensive mistake. And then the next one, I think Bayern Munich finished with those two shots on goal. And the next one was that PK where I think whoever the last defender was probably would have gotten the ball if Saliba, you know, didn't take out I think Sané's foot there. So I just think it was, you look at it home against Bayern Munich, the win is there for the taking, and then just like a couple mistakes kind of put you're up 1-0, and then just a couple mistakes, couple of things on the counter happened to him. So yeah, I will call it disappointing. I'm not an Arsenal fan, but I think I don't know, maybe others will look at it differently, but for me, I'd say it's kind of disappointing.
Yeah, it was against the kind of grain of play of how they lost that one. But, anyway, I mean, Aston Villa, if we get a pretty strong Aston Villa side here, then I feel good. All right, I feel a little bit better about my bet here. I'm taking Aston Villa +1.5. It's -105 last time I checked. I just think, you know, they play a strong side. I mean, it is a way. I think they can lose, like, you know, 2-1 or 1-0 or something like that. And this one hits, but if – Arsenal, just two teams who have played, who are going to be playing a lot of games here over the next like 2 weeks. So that's where I'm at on this one. I'm not tempted really at all to take like a Aston Villa double chance, because I think Arsenal is too strong at home and they'll be able to take 3 points. But I'm just really hoping that Aston Villa play, you know, one of their better teams and they come away with a plus. Like, you know, they lose by a goal and this one hits. But what do you mean? Do you think they have a chance, or is it, or you think Arsenal run away with this one?
Do you really like Aston Villa and hate Arsenal?
No, I'm indifferent on both teams. I think earlier in the season they played out to I gotta double check, but I thought it was a draw. I could totally be wrong too.
No, Aston Villa won 1-0.
Okay, so
you took this bet at Manchester City a couple weeks ago, and then you also bet on Luton Town +2.5 against Arsenal a couple weeks ago. So I'm just that one hit. One of them hit.
Yeah, the Luton Town one hit. All right, I just look at what the odds give me here, and I try to go with that. But I mean, the Man City one was slightly disappointing. The Arsenal one hit. So I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't take either side, so you know I go to corners here. Without Douglas Luiz in the midfield, already without Kamara, so I tried to look at the numbers without Douglas Luiz, and it was like a couple matches against random European teams in Conference League this season. Otherwise, Douglas Luiz has, I believe, he's played in every league or started in every league match for them this season. Outside of, I guess there's one match, he must have been suspended, one match at Brentford earlier in the season. They actually won that one, but Boubacar Kamara was healthy, or Jacob Ramsey was healthy. The team was a little more healthy. So, I wonder if maybe we get a formation change here from Emery, just because of the absence situation. But nevertheless, I think Arsenal at home, maybe this is a mindset thing coming off that Bayern Munich match, and now they have to worry about the second leg kind of a thing. Maybe there's more worry going to that, but I still think it's just going to be, they have the better midfield. They have the better team. They're going to control the ball. They're going to get opportunities here. I wonder if Aston Villa, I said this in the Man City game. I think I took under 3.5 or under 2.5 in that match. I said, maybe they just try and do what Arsenal did to Manchester City. Just kind of muddy it up. Get control or prevent opportunities from happening, you know, right at the top of the box, kind of limit opportunities like that. Maybe that happens. It didn't happen against Manchester City because, you know, that early free kick goal happened. But I got Arsenal -1.5 corner in the first half, -125. This was one of the reasons I went with the +425, because I'm getting this -125. It wasn't really good numbers I could find in corners. The value in terms of corner bets on this match were not there. There's a lot of -150s and stuff like that. unfortunate thing for the odds here, but that's what we're getting these days. So Chris has Aston Villa plus 1.5 at minus 105. I have Arsenal minus 1.5 corners in the first half at minus 125. So you hit your corner bet last week. Do you like this one?
Yeah, I was just kind of looking. I was looking at this as we go here. I mean, Arsenal are what? I believe they're leading the league in corners one. Oh, no, sorry, just they're 8 off of Man City tie with Liverpool. So obviously, you know, near the top of the table in terms of corners one. I believe they're pretty good at home as well in terms of winning corners. So, I mean, yeah, this is an interesting one. I looked at the last game they played. That was quite a while ago, December. 3-3 on corners, so kind of a weird like stalemate in terms of how where the corners went. But yeah, this is, I feel like Villa playing on what one less day of rest and gonna probably have to play a little bit more.
Two
less days. Yeah, I guess Tuesday. Yep. Yeah. So gonna have to play a little bit more defensive, sit back, probably play a little counter style. So I mean, that kind of bodes well for Arsenal. With a two more corners in the first half, but decent odds too, I think. But yeah, interesting bet. And as always, Adam's got the corners and wagers bet locked in.
Yeah, this is a bet a couple we had recently where just like the odds kind of disappear. This is a bet where it could be, you know, you look on Sunday morning, this is Arsenal minus 2 corners in the first half kind of thing. So if you like this number more than minus 2 or something like that, obviously take it now. I forget what bet that may have been on. It was a recent game where I had like minus 3.5 or something, and then like, I don't know. Either way, those are the bets for Sunday's game. We got Monday Night Football that we're checking out here, and it's two teams who don't have European play to worry about. They're rested. They are rested, but we actually got injury news earlier this morning here. But Chelsea minus 140 to win at home. Everton plus 350 to win. The draw is plus 310. Over 3.5 goals plus 130. Under 3.5 goals minus 170. The injury news I was talking about. So this morning, well, we got word of Ben Chilwell might be an option to play. Doubt he's going to start. But De Sassi and Enzo Fernandez were added to the injury report. Neither one of those guys has been training this week. So if those guys are out, I mean, De Sassi, whatever, Thiago Silva can play, Badiashile can play, but Enzo Fernandez, basically a regular in the squad. If he's not in there, that would mean Conor Gallagher would have to move back to a little deeper role there next to Moises Caicedo. And then that means instead of Gallagher playing a little forward, you have instead of just one of Mudryk, Madueke and Raheem Sterling. Now you have two of those guys in there in the attack. So definitely changes some things up in the middle of the pitch there for Chelsea. So I think interesting here as we look at it. The odds have changed a bit here in the past week. Chelsea were minus 175 to win a week ago. Now they're minus 140. So there is Everton love. For whatever reason, there is some Everton love. Do you have Everton love here?
For whatever reason, yeah, interesting. This feels if you were in a little bit crazy, you'd go like 0-0 exact score here. Like, this feels like it's going to be ugly. I mean, Chelsea they've been scoring goals, but the zero, like, I just don't see a lot of goals involved in this game here. I'm on the under 2.5 at plus 140. I guess you look at Everton away from home, they've scored just 16 goals in 19 matches. They're actually they're near to some of the top teams in the league here in terms of goals against. They have 24 goals against away from home. The other three teams above them are Arsenal, Liverpool, and Man City. So not a whole lot of goals in any of their away matches. I'm kind of leaning on that. I mean, you could argue that, yes, Chelsea have scored. They haven't had as big of a problem scoring goals at home, but it's tough for me to see a game in which like that isn't just like super boring. Like Everton sitting in trying to put Beto out on the counter. I think this has got like a Chelsea 1-0 or something like that written all over it. I don't know. That's where I'm at. Plus, and you get some really nice odds on this under too. So I'm almost always betting the over. But for this match, I'm on the under here at +2.5, well, +140.
I didn't mention Calvert-Lewin actually also hasn't been training because of a hamstring issue. That came out Thursday. So the problem with this Monday match is that we have another 2 days of maybe these guys are going to get back in training Saturday and they'll be completely fine. So that is the one thing with Monday Night Football. So, yeah, your take on this match, I think, is – I mean, you're getting plus odds, so it is kind of against the grain here. I think you can look at it like, okay, Chelsea matches. Their last seven matches, each of them have had at least 4 goals scored in them. Their defense has just been terrible. They can't stop anyone from scoring. You can look at it like, okay, they can't stop anyone from scoring, but Everton have a high XG almost every game. They just struggle to score against everyone. So you can look at it like that, and as you said, they're pretty solid defensively. Okay, they'll limit Chelsea's chances, and they'll struggle scoring themselves. I can't get there myself. This seems like a possibility that this is the under 2.5, but it does feel like a game that could get off the rails, especially if Enzo Fernandez is out and they have to mix their lineup a little bit. And I guess it'll just come down to, can Everton actually score? Which has kind of been the question all season here. So instead of looking at either side, though, I wonder if Everton double chance isn't the worst play here, because Chelsea seem to bring their level of play up against the top teams. They seem to bring their level of play up, and then against bottom teams, against struggling teams, they kind of get a bit lackadaisical. One could say double chance is actually +110 on Everton. I actually kind of like that. My bet, though, corners. We got a bunch of corners here as expected. And I got Chelsea raced to 7 corners +110. This is kind of leaning into Chris's bet after I kind of went against him a little bit. But this is just like, okay, Chelsea or Everton sitting back, playing defensive, trying to limit opportunities. Chelsea are a team under Pochettino. They've had possession of the ball. They've racked up corners. They're at home. This seems like a spot where Everton are going to sit back, try and get them off the counter. But race to 7 corners, that's a lot. But I do think this is, as long as Chelsea aren't up 2-3 goals in the second half, this is a spot where Chelsea could get to 10 corners kind of thing. So Chelsea race to 7 corners +110. Chris has under 2.5 goals +145. So do you think this is a Chelsea win, or is this like a 1-1 result?
Oof, I think it's a tie. I like the Everton double chance shout. This, the previous result was 2-0 back in December. Like, Everton had 27% possession, and I mean, Chelsea with 8 corners. So, like, the race to 7 corners is a very, very fun bet. I think I'd honestly like lean a little bit Everton grabbing a point here, maybe.
The funny thing in that match was that Armando Broja started the match for Chelsea, and he is now – so he's been loaned to Fulham, and he's now Fulham's third-string striker. Yeah. So sorry to Armando. That it's been I'm not sure he's a Premier League player is what I'll say. Yeah.
I feel like we've learned that over the last like 2 seasons. Like, I mean, what, he was at Southampton before.
Yeah.
They're obviously down in the championship, and now he's, you know, on a team.
You know, he's still 22 years old, and these managers have really talked him up. So I've been like, oh, he's still young and still has a chance. But every time he gets a chance, it's just like he doesn't do anything. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm kind of there. He needs to go somewhere else where he can actually get time and score goals. So
we're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, Chris, we have the team parlay. And let me, okay, you're on the first match of the weekend here, this Newcastle match. The team parlay is in a world of hurt because we can't get on the same page. We got to get on the same page here for the team parlay. We got to get – it's the business end of the season. We got to get on the same page here. But Newcastle are home against Tottenham. Newcastle are plus 175 to win. What are your thoughts on this match?
I think I've hit the part my end of the parlay last 2 weeks here. So,
well, you had under in the West Ham match, which did not hit.
Okay, so maybe it was the week before the Luton Town game, Luton Town Arsenal that hit.
Yeah.
Okay, well, good to keep me honest. I should have known not to take West Ham on a parlay because I'm simply terrible at betting any West Ham game. So that being said, I'm betting on the team that I'm second worst on here, I think, in Tottenham and Newcastle. So I'm just going to run this one back. I was surprised to see this game at plus 175 for Newcastle. They have taken, 48 points total on the season here. They're sitting in 47 points total on the season. 33 of those have come at home. They've got 10 wins, 3 draws, and only 3 losses. So it's like they've been very good at home. They're facing a Tottenham side who are kind of – they've been all over the place in a lot of matches. Quite enjoy this bet. It's a Newcastle double chance. I think there's a good chance Newcastle at least takes a point here, as I mentioned. And under 4.5, it's minus 120. So I'm parlaying a parlay, which I don't love, but I just tried to find any way I could get a Newcastle double chance in some sort of goal addition. And under 4.5, that's the under 4.5 is what I'm worried about. Maybe this turns into a 3-2 game, but I do really like Newcastle to take points here. And yeah, that's where I'm at. Newcastle double chance under 4.5, minus 120. What are you putting together with this?
Well, I was just going to say, Tottenham have been inconsistent. I was going to say maybe they actually are as good away from home as they are at home, but they have 12 wins and 4 losses. They actually have more losses at home than they do away. They also have 12 wins and they have 6 wins, 6 draws away. So a little weird there in terms of that. But yeah, Tottenham haven't been playing that well. Newcastle squeaking by the rest of the season, as you saw the injury list here on the page. They got 10 plus injuries here. New one to Lewis Hall. So if Lewis Hall doesn't play, their lineup could look a little bit different because he's been filling in at left back for them. But as usual, I have a corners bet, and this one was enhanced by Liverpool losing on Thursday. Sorry, Chris, but after that match, I think Virgil van Dijk, Klopp, they're just like, we're gonna come back hungry against Crystal Palace. We're not gonna settle for these losses, kind of a thing. So instead of these recent games where it's like, okay, Liverpool, we're going to allow a goal first. We're going to, do whatever in the first half and then come on and score a bunch of goals in the second half and rack up counters. Maybe this is a rebound here. This is a rebound. Minus 2 corners in the first half for Liverpool is minus 120. So if this goes to plan, it's going to be Liverpool in the attacking third, 80% of the first half. And they're going to get 5 plus corners. They're going to get, Let's say they get 8 corners in the first half by themselves. That's it. That's all I need to say here. Liverpool minus 2 corners in the first half is minus 120. Combine that, parlay that with Chris's Newcastle double chance and under 4.5 corners against Tottenham is plus 110. Plus 285 odds. We got to work our way back. The parlay record, team parlay record is not great, but our records are okay. I'm actually almost at 500. So shouts to me on the team parlay.
Shout out Sad. I'm on the team parlay. I love this. Chris Michael Olise is maybe he's back in the starting 11 for Palace. He's gonna just go at whoever's playing outside back, give up a early goal, maybe two early goals, and then Liverpool are gonna have to just crank on the attack mode here. So if this is a push, if it's like two, you know, 6-4 or something like that, that'd be a crazy number for corners, but
yeah, it would be a push, unfortunately.
Okay. Good to know.
You know, I don't try and do that, but
yeah, it's not often they're given just a square number on it, but
yeah, how many times have I had to describe the -0.25, -7.75?
How many times have we successfully described -0.25?
The other options, so Liverpool over 7.5 corners is -130. I don't hate that one either, but obviously -130 compared to -120. First half over 5.5 corners, if they do actually get a bunch, that is +120. So that's an option as well. So, I mean, there's different ways to look at it, but I just like this. I think Liverpool are going to come out in the first half here and kind of have this be their rebound from what happened Thursday, kind of a thing. Maybe that's wrong. Maybe they take their same approach of allowing a goal to Eze, and maybe Michael Olise starts as well. Maybe that happens, but I don't know. I do think that they come out firing is what I think. So
nice. Yeah, it ought to be interesting. A couple other good games out there though too. Big week. I felt like last week was kind of underwhelming in terms of the matchups. We didn't have anything like, I guess, I mean, Liverpool, Man United, but like this week, I feel like we have a ton of really good matchups, starting with that Newcastle Tottenham match. We already covered the Arsenal Villa match. There's some other fun ones too.
I'd say it's okay.
It's okay. I mean, Luton Town is interesting.
I mean, Man City, Liverpool, Arsenal, the three biggest favorites on the slate, all at home. You think Man City, Luton Town is interesting because Man City's going to rotate half their team?
As I've said about watching Luton Town all season, they're just fun to watch. Like they're like they're just not going to sit back. They're not like playing like a Crystal Palace.
Yeah, they lost 6-2 the last time these teams played.
Yeah, it's gonna be. Are you interested in goals? Do you like goals?
I don't know if they're gonna play that. We actually just got the. I'll pull up the Rob Edwards update. They might be two more center backs down for this match.
Electric goals.
And they don't have Issa Kabore because he's on loan for Man City. So they're gonna be so. Ross Barkley starting at center back. Andros Townsend starting at center back. I don't think they're going to play the same way. There might be down 15 players in this match. I just don't think Luton Town are going to be in that same 6-2 mindset. This is going to be – they're going to sit back the entire time and not try and allow 10 goals kind of a thing. As you can see, the expected lineup has Burke and Mengi in here. But again, we just got the update that both those guys are hurt. So dire situation here for Luton Town.
Yeah, I mean, I think I saw the City team total goals was like sitting at over 3.5. I think you have to get to plus odds. So the odds makers are thinking they're going to put up like 4 or 5 goals, I feel like.
Yeah, this seems – I mean, we'll see what the City lineup looks like. Like, there are rumors that Rodri's not going to start kind of a thing. This Arsenal had the 2-0 result against Luton Town. I think that was that last weekend, maybe midweek or something like that. This could be a situation where, okay, there's maybe some of the studs start. Maybe they're pulled at 45. Maybe they're pulled at 60. And they kind of – it's kind of one of those matches where, okay, let's pass the ball around more and try and find the perfect goal instead of, you know, racking up. Trying to reach 10 goals. Maybe it's just like, okay, 3-0, simple 3-0 result. Let's get out of here and let's focus on Madrid kind of a thing.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think we see like Rico Lewis I mean, he'll probably start.
He's been starting anyways outside of the Champions League.
Yeah, I guess did he score last week? Or I think I picked him up in
one line.
But Oscar Bob might get a little run. I wouldn't be surprised to see some other like young guns and like you said, Rodri or something. I almost thought about like a Foden bet, but I was like, Foden might not even start this game, so I didn't consider it.
Yeah, Foden also picked up an injury. I doubt he's going to start. I'm torn on Haaland. I think Haaland starts just to get him some confidence, maybe try and get him a goal or something like that. But I think this is, could be like a 45 minute match for Haaland.
Yeah.
We'll see. Anything?
Some rotation.
Yeah. Anything else? So Bournemouth home against Manchester United. We'll leave with this one. What do you think is going to happen here? Look at the odds here. So Bournemouth are favored in this match against Manchester United. I was going to ask, like, when would you ever expect this to happen? But like if we looked at these odds before the season, Bournemouth favored against Manchester United seems weird to say.
Yeah, what I know about Man United is I just like cannot bet on them for one more week here. I gotta like cool off on putting any Man United bets in. I think I had the double chance 2 weeks ago. I had a Liverpool Man United. We did bet on that game. I got that one wrong. So I'm just I'm on the cooling rack right now in terms of any Red Devils bets. But yeah, Bournemouth could be they're at home here. I think they've been pretty decent at home.
Yeah, Bournemouth are at home. Yeah, the cooling rack. I was just going to pull up the Manchester United schedule to see the next game we were talking about for them. But these drop downs are very annoying. Manchester United, home against Sheffield United, home against Burnley. So I don't know. It might be until this Arsenal match that we have to talk about Manchester United. Depends if we want to talk about the relegation battle or not. But yeah, it might be this Arsenal game that we talk about them next. So you may, fortunately for you, we may have to wait on the Manchester United talk. But that's all we got for game week 33. The business end of the season has officially started. So welcome to the business end of the season. It's going to be a fun 6 weeks, I think it is. 6 weeks we got here until the close of the season. And then the close of the season, we got, of course, we're going to be given 20 bets on the final show of the season. We got to start pumping that up right now. But Chris, you can find him. Yeah, what's up?
I almost forgot about that. That's always a highlight of the end of the season is making 10 bets and seeing how close we can get. 10 bets is kind of a lot trick.
Chris says it's the highlight of the season, rubs his eyes a little bit, remembers that I've beaten him the last two seasons. But
you had a Ballard FC kid out of it, I think, 1 year. Was that last year or 2 years ago?
Yeah, it was delayed. I think it was after that first season, but yeah, I got the Ballard FC.
We didn't bet a kit on the second season for obvious reasons.
Yeah. That's all we got. Chris is at CHR08 on Twitter. I am at Roto Zadrike. Also follow Roto Wire Soccer. Good luck on these bets. Again, check out the article I wrote over on the site as well. There's three more bets in that one. Look at that. I'm talking the Bournemouth-Manchester United match. So check it out if you want to bet that game as well. So rotowire.com/soccer to get all of our content. Chris, thank you for the show. Good luck on your bets. We'll see everyone. Maybe we'll have some more Champions League bets next week. We'll see what happens. But either way, we'll be back for our Premier League show in game week 34. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.